Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mercy, mercy me, what's happening to our environment, and what are we doing wrong as far as recycling is concerned? Dave Brilla is the Chief Executive Officer of Waste Zero. He coordinates their community programs and products, and he's got a long background in marketing plastic cups and recycling. And Dave, are you ready with the answers to all of our recycling questions that we've been talking about here for a week?
Yeah, I'm ready, Bob. How you doing?
Good. First, I want to know about what we're doing wrong, because I know ever since my wife talked to you, I'm putting something in the recycling that seems to be perfect for recycling, and she says to me, no, that doesn't go in there. So what are the common mistakes that we're making?
Yeah, so the first thing to know is that every city and town is different, and you've got to go to the local website, and they print up what they collect and what they don't collect, and there's a lot of confusion out there, and you just got to educate yourself, number one. The top two things that people try to recycle, believe it or not, that are not recyclable are dirty pizza boxes. So if you've got a pizza box that's got a bunch of grease on it, that's not recyclable. People always try to recycle their pizza boxes, and it's sad to say, but people also try to recycle dirty diapers, which are not recyclable. So, keep that stuff out of there. Contamination is the enemy of recycling, and just educate yourself on what is allowed in your bin in your town, and every town is different. And so, you know, the easy ones are aluminum cans are universal, yet in Illinois only 24% of the aluminum cans are recycled. Soup cans, metal cans, again, in Illinois, only 25% of those steel cans are recycled. So just educate yourself, number one, and then if you don't know, don't throw. That's what I like to say. So.
That's a good one. Well, why such a low percentage of those cans? Why aren't they all recyclable?
Well, a couple things. A lot of those cans are, used when you're on the road and there's not a recycling bin where you're at. It could be at work. It could be at a gas station. And there's just not a bin for you. And I'd like to think that people do the right thing at home, but again, I've been to, not exactly your house, Bob, because you are the best.
But of course
in our town, I've been to people's houses and I'm like, what are you doing? Why did you put that in the recycling bin? It's not recyclable. Or why'd you put that in the trash? You could have recycled that. So there's just a lot of confusion.
All I know is after talking to you, I'm putting plastic and paper in recycling, and Marianne says, I talked to Dave, that doesn't go in there. I think there's a general sort of understanding or misunderstanding that anything paper, anything plastic, as long as it's not full of food, is okay to go in recycling, but that's not the case, really, is it?
No, it's not the case. Again, paper is, Amazon boxes, great, everybody wants that, and you have to understand with recycling, it's really about, is there a buyer on the other side of that recycling? And so the less contamination, the more valuable it is, and then that buyer wants to buy it. So paper is very, Amazon box is very valuable. Metal cans, soup cans, aluminum cans, very valuable. Mixed plastics, not valuable at all. So if you are mixing your, plastic pack food packaging, with a salad container and this and that and some other stuff, that really actually decreases the value of that plastic, and then it's not valuable at all. In fact, the sorters on the other side of it actually have to pay to get rid of it as opposed to selling it and making a little bit of money. And, we call this whole concept at Waste Zero, we call it wish cycling, because you wish it could be recycled and you're hoping that the recycling fairy is going to figure it out for you. And the reality is, the more contamination and the more confusion, you just wind up throwing it away and it goes in a landfill. And it's important to know that nothing at all biodegrades in a landfill. So if you have a compostable or a biodegradable, or, you know, you think there's something, well, if I just throw it away or I recycle it, it's going to actually just biodegrade. It does not.
Nothing? Nothing does? Really?
Nothing does. In fact, the amount of greenhouse gases generated by methane from a landfill is something we can completely avoid. You know, my company, our mission is to cut the trash in half. It's completely avoidable to remove and reduce the things that go into a landfill, because there's, again, without contamination, if you get it to the right end market, it's very valuable. But what you recycle typically doesn't wind up, with the exception of aluminum and steel and paper, it usually doesn't wind up as what you thought it was. Like, for example, water bottles typically turn into a Patagonia vest. Glass bottles typically turn into cement. You know, there's an end market for that, but it's not what it was. It's not coming back as the thing that it went in as. Now, aluminum cans are awesome. That's the best thing. If you have a chance to buy a bottle or a can, please buy a can and please recycle it, because that is very valuable.
We wonder, or at least I wonder, what happens to all this stuff when it leaves the house. And as you say, each town is different, but in general, you're really telling us at the other end what really happens. And in too many cases now, the recycling stuff is not worth anything. And so what do they do with it?
Yeah, so there, when, you know, you put it in your bin, it gets collected, it goes to a place called a material recovery facility, also known as a MRF, and that facility is staffed by people that work 24/7, and they separate your trash for you. And if it's contaminated, it's not worth their time to actually separate it, and it just goes in back into the landfill. And so, again, if you don't know, don't throw. There's a great website out there called howtorecycle.com, and it shows you what you can and can't recycle. About 44% of consumer products are easily and widespread recyclable. Another are not yet recyclable, and then there's some that are store drop-off. And the store drop-off is, you know, bringing back your jewel bags to that little bin that's outside the store. Unfortunately, that bin generally is loaded with Starbucks cups, and so they just wind up throwing that stuff away anyway. Hmm. But, you know, there's confusion, and if people just kind of followed the rules, we'd have a much better recycling rate. I mean, Illinois is you know, number 28 in the country in recycling rates. Our recycling rates are terrible, because just people just are not aware. And so go to your village website, you know, go to howtorecycle.com, just follow it. And again, if you don't know, don't throw, and just get rid of it.
Thanks for finally clearing up this confusion. Dave Brilla, Chief Executive Officer of Waste Zero. Just for the record, Dave, our show is recyclable. We replay bits all the time here.
Awesome. Way to go. Thanks for saving the planet, Bob.
Anytime. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Take care.